What do you do if your property is not ready to be sold, but you need to sell it anyways? Hi, my name's Andy Nathan. This is Tales from a Digital Marketing Realtor. And in this episode, we're going to talk about what you can do to try and sell your home if it's shape and you really need to sell it, but you don't know what to do. And what do I mean by this? I'm not talking about like, oh, wait, hold on, we have one box out of place in the house and we have to move it into the storage closet. I'm not talking about, oh, wait, there's a scrape here on the wall. But don't worry, no one will see it because it's in a really far off corner. No, I'm talking like this is some major stuff that needs to happen. So, to give you an idea of where I'm coming from, I have been a real estate investor on and off for probably about a decade. I've also been doing digital marketing for a decade as well. So, let's combine those two, and I'm going to come up with some ideas for you and give you some answers. The first thing you need to do, I would get an inspection. Find out what's wrong. I mean, unless your ceiling is falling in and you don't even have to have an inspector let you know, hey, there's water damage, my ceiling is falling in, you might want to get an inspector to let you know exactly what's wrong. One of the biggest challenges with fixing things is that you don't know, you can't define it. And that fear of not knowing will make it even worse. So if you don't know what's wrong with your house, I really recommend, first of all, getting an inspection before you begin to list the property. At that point, you could say, okay, well, here's what I could do, here's what I can't do. And you could also start to determine what budget is recommended and if it's even feasible to start selling your house in that condition, or if it's feasible to actually fix it up at all. Second, let's say you decide to fix it up. Great. First of all, if you're in the Chicagoland area, let me know how I could help you. I know a lot of electricians, a lot of plumbers, a lot of painters, all those different types of people, roofers, all those cool people. There's a lot of great people who could help you with this. If you want to try and do some of it yourself, you can, but I'll be honest with you, like most things in life, there's a reason why there's DIYers and professionals. And the professionals look so much better. It's okay if you have a little project here or there, but if you don't know what you're doing, remember, this could possibly be the biggest asset you have in your life. If you want to rely upon your paint job just because you could save $200 versus having a professional come in and do it and maybe making $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, go ahead. But if you're looking for someone to help you with that, there's definitely some things you could do. And working with someone like myself, like a realtor, having them come in, we could point out things that could possibly help you out even more. Now, as I said, you should already have an inspector. As a realtor, I can't tell you all the mechanical issues and things of that nature. But what I can tell you is like, okay, look, if there's a bunch of scrapes on the wall, painting stuff might make it look nicer because, you've seen it a million times. You go into a rental property or you go into a listing and it's not in the greatest shape, but they've painted it and it looks presentable. I mean, you don't want to put paint on a pig, but the point is that making it look presentable is the first step. But if you haven't fixed the underlying causes, so like for example, if there's some water damage and you just painted over it, that's not enough because that's going to be found out most likely in when you're going through in the buyer's inspection. And also if the buyer finds out about it afterwards and you didn't note it in the information in the disclosures, your real property disclosures, you're going to have some issues. But it's really good to do that. The third option that you could do is you could talk to an investor. So if you're just like, okay, I don't want to be done with this. I don't want to do anything. If you've ever been to that point, like, I'm done. I'm sick of this. I cannot deal with this one more minute. This is where you want to probably start talking to an investor or a realtor like me who works with investors. And the reason why this is important is because now you could start to get an idea of, okay, wait, I might not be able to get 100,000, but maybe I'll get 60,000, pay off all my debts, and I'll have $10,000 left over. And it's really important to know, like if you're looking to get the most out of your property, but you don't want to put it in, how do you do that? How do you work with those investors who could help you with this and find out the best options available for you? If you have questions and you're just like, oh, I don't want to do this anymore. No. No, let's talk. My name's Andy Nathan. You can reach me at andynathan.net/sell. Let's talk.